Welcome to AM Best Audio.
When it comes to shopping for auto insurance, consumers have shifted into overdrive. According to J.D. Power, a new record share of drivers are shopping for auto insurance, a switching near as record highs. I'm John Weber for AM Best Audio, and I'm speaking today to Stephen Crutzen, a Senior Director of Insurance Business Intelligence at J.D. Power. Steve, so glad you could join us today.
Hi, thank you, John. Glad to be here.
So, Steve, what are some of the trends that you're noticing in auto insurance shopping?
Well, if I back up a couple of years, let's go back to the summer of 22. And at that time, we saw some elevated shopping, and we were kind of surprised to an extent. But then we looked at it and said, okay, there's been a lot of rate activity going on. People are price sensitive around insurance. At least some segments of consumers are price sensitive, so they're out shopping. And then the early part of 23 came about, and we saw at that point what became the record rate of shopping for auto insurance. We saw in certain months, close to or 1 month in early 23, 13% of households told us that they shopped for auto insurance in their previous 30 days. So what we do here in this survey at J.D. Power is we survey between 500 and 1,000 U.S. consumers every day, 365 days a year, asking if they're shopping for auto, homeowners, or renters insurance. And the way we ask it is, have you shopped in the 30 days prior to today? So every day when we survey them, we get that 30-day window of shopping. And for 1 month in early 23, it hit 13%, 13.1. And we saw a lot of switching in that first half too. People were out shopping and they were able to find a lower premium. They were able to switch. But then later in the first half, we saw that the switch rate came down as people were finding it more difficult to switch auto insurers because it was more difficult to find a lower premium. Then going into the second half of last year, both shopping and switching came down because of that phenomenon of people finding it hard to go out and find a lower premium. So they kind of gave up a bit on shopping and less switching was happening. And then in the first half of this year, shopping came back just with a vengeance. We saw a new record set for shopping in the first quarter. Switching started to move up a bit, but had not yet hit the old historical record. And then in the second quarter this year, we just published the results about a week ago on the second quarter. And the second quarter set yet a new record for shopping, where 13.3% of households throughout that quarter told us that they had shopped in the 30 days prior to us surveying them. That's an all-time high. And then we saw 3.9% told us that they had switched auto insurers in the 30 days prior to us surveying them. That was close to the all-time high.
So why is there so much shopping and switching going on? Are Americans just no longer brand loyal?
I think brand loyalty still exists. I think, especially within insurance, there are many consumers who are brand loyal, but I think they're also loyal to their pocketbook. And when they see multiple renewals with rate increases, sometimes 10, 15, 20 or more percent cycle after cycle every 6 months, that loyalty that they have, that affinity they have for the brand really starts to wane in comparison to their affinity to their pocketbook. And I think that's what we're seeing is driving a lot of the shopping. Shopping hasn't occurred evenly over all different groups of customers. We've seen as of late, those really loyal customers, the ones that are, if you think about the progressive segmentation, the Robinsons, the bundled homeowner and auto policy together, those consumers have actually been shopping more than they have in the past. And their rate at which they're increasing their shopping has been increasing more than some of the traditionally less loyal segments. So we're going to keep our eye on that. But for the last couple quarters, we've seen the groups that are traditionally most loyal to their insurer increasing their shopping the most.
Customize your data experience. BestLink now offers an interactive company dashboard that provides company-level intelligence in a fast, user-friendly interface featuring interactive tables, charts, and Sparkline performance histories. Customize the dashboard tiles to prioritize the insurer ratings, data, and analytics that best support your workflow. AM Best. Our insight, your advantage.
Now, a lot of companies are looking to bundle homeowners with auto and promising decreased rates when you bundle. Has that had results for insurers?
Yeah, I think when you have a bundled household, that has kept people more loyal traditionally, and it's still the case. So while I mentioned a moment ago that those bundled households are increasing their shopping more than others, they're still not shopping at the same rate as other groups. So The rate of change has been more, but still they haven't caught up to the shopping rate of other groups. What we've seen change the dynamic around bundling a little bit in the last about 2 or 3 years is the emergence of UBI, that more consumers are adopting UBI. And what some consumers are starting to do when it comes to the idea of bundling is they're in this hard market where rates are going up so quickly. They're trying to find the best combined premium for auto and home, whatever that takes. And some are saying, if I can get UBI with one carrier on my auto policy, and I can find a lower priced home insurance policy with a different carrier, and net net save more than I will through my bundling discount, then I'll split the auto and home policies across those two carriers and still save more than if I bundled. So there is that group of maybe more sophisticated, more price sensitive shoppers, sophisticated in terms of looking for the best deal, or price sensitive shoppers who are looking to split policies to save money. But all in all, bundling has been working for insurers and has been driving more loyalty amongst the consumers who do bundle.
Do the shopping trends differ by geography at all?
Yeah, so stark differences by geography, actually. If you look at the Northeast in the U.S., last quarter, when across the country, as I mentioned, 13.3% of U.S. households had shopped for auto insurance in the prior 30 days. That's in the Northeast, we saw 10.7%. In the Midwest, 13.2%. So Midwest is kind of right there at the industry average. Out in the West, same thing, 13.2%. What really brought up the national number is the Southeast, and that's at 14.6% of households in the Southeast told us that they had shopped auto insurance in the prior 30 days. So big differences by geography. Northeast, 10.7, Southeast, 14.6. The rest of the country is right there around the average of 13.2.
So Steve, what should insurers be taking away from this latest report?
I think insurers shouldn't count on loyalty being there with that bundled household or with the customer that's traditionally been bundled. The extremely hard market that we've gone through over the last 3 years has changed some consumer perceptions around their relationship with their insurer. We've seen in our work satisfaction scores being affected by premium increases. We've seen some of those loyalty metrics, and obviously hard consumer loyalty in terms of shopping and switching affected by that. So reach out to your customers when you are taking rates. If there's one thing that we know from the many, many tens of thousands of consumers we've surveyed over the last year about rate increases, is that if the insurer reaches out, especially if you're an agent served customer, if your agent reaches out, has a conversation with you, the customer, about why rates are going up, what you can do to mitigate some of the increase, you can end up with the insurer can end up with a customer who is just as satisfied as those who didn't even have a rate increase. So proactive communication, stay out in front of those really valuable customers that you want to keep, keep communicating with them around the rate increases, and that can help you maintain a relationship with many of those customers in the future.
Great advice. Thanks, Steve.
You're welcome. Great to be here.
That was Steven Crutzen, Senior Director of Insurance Business Intelligence at J.D. Power. And I'm John Weber for AM Best Audio.
Looking to get the full attention of the insurance industry? We have the platforms that will do just that. Whether it be AM Best TV, AM Best Audio, Best Review Magazine, or Best Day. Find out more by calling AM Best Advertising Sales at 908-439-2200, extension 5399, and have a great day.